Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. It's been a long time since Rabbi Jim Appel has been on Bagels and Blessings. Today, we're going to talk about the miracles that have happened in our congregation and in his life, and we're going to talk about Shavuot, or Pentecost. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a Messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you are in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. Now open Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays by appointment, Wednesdays from 3 to 8 p.m., Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m., and up to 30 minutes after services on Saturdays. You can call the Fig Tree Bookstore at 585-484-7775. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit Congregation Shema Yisrael. And now, when you make a purchase at the Fig Tree Bookstore, you can fill out a raffle ticket. Those names will be drawn for a prize from Bagels and Blessings. So those of you in the Rochester area, be sure to visit Congregation Shema Yisrael in the Fig Tree Bookstore and fill out your ticket for a chance to win a prize from Bagels and Blessings. I also want to invite you to Congregation Shema Yisrael on Sunday, May 28th. We are having our grand opening. Yep, we were going to do it a while back, but you know what happened with COVID. So it was postponed, but it's happening on May 28th at 3 o'clock. We're bringing in Sue Samuel as our guest artist, and we are going to be celebrating Shavuot or Pentecost as well. We'd love to have you come out 3 o'clock at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton. I'm so honored to have Jonathan Sattel's voice at the beginning of every program. So he may have passed on to glory, but he certainly will never be forgotten. So Jonathan, wherever you are, thank you for your years of faithfulness on Bagels and Blessings. Of course, we know where he is. He's up in heaven with Yeshua. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, let the heavens rejoice. All of you mountaintops, all of you hosts, praise him, you angels above. Let the sun and the moon rejoice. Praise him, all radiant stars. For it was he who created you and established you forever and ever. And established you forever and ever.
Rejoice, oh man and young men, mothers and maidens, lift up your hands and sing to the Lord. Sing hallelujah,
shout hallelujah.
So let the harps and the lyres begin, timbrels and stringed instruments, cymbals and trumpets, let go your blast. Everything with breath come praise the Lord. Everything with breath come praise the Lord.
That was a great song from the group Lamb, and it just makes me want to dance around the room and go, hallelujah, praise you, Lord. So I mentioned that Sue Samuel is coming to lead us in worship when we do our big celebration on May 28th. I want to give you a little taste of her wonderful singing, her sweet voice. She is just as nice as she is talented. Here is Enemy Scatter.
We need your knowing. victory. Hine El Yeshua Ti. We will see the victory. Hine El Yeshua Ti. We will see the victory. Hine El Yeshua Ti. Arise, arise, O Lord, and let your
Shalom, this is Sue Samuel, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. And now it's time for a little messianic jazz with Sally Klein O'Connor, Waiting for the King of Jews Blues.
I'll take a plumbing till the second coming. got those long anticipating. Don't get near me, Satan. Waiting for the King of Jews blues. Those patiences are thinning. Don't go extra innings. Waiting for the King of Jews blues. Please send me on vacation before the tribulation. 'Cause I've got those waiting for the King of Jews.
Again, that was Sally Klein O'Connor, and stay tuned for my interview with Rabbi Jim Appel. But next, we've got Craig Taubman. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat shalom, it's the day I love best. Shabbat shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat. Light the candle, say the Kiddush over the wine. Do the motzi, the challah tastes so fine. Light the candle, say the Kiddush over the wine. That Shabbos feeling so fine. Every week I get that Shabbos feeling.
Shabbos feeling, get the Shabbos feeling.
I feel it from my head down to my toes.
Head down to my toes.
6 long days I have to wait for Shabbos.
Wait for Shabbos, just can't wait for Shabbos.
But then on Friday Eve, I get that Shabbos glow.
Get that Shabbos glow. Oh,
Shabbat, 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 Shabbat.
Shabbat shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat shalom, it's the day I love best. Shabbat shalom, it's the day of rest.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat shalom, it's the day I love best. Shabbat shalom, it's the day of rest.
Shabbat shalom.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
Oh, daughters of Zion, oh, Abraham's sons, hear the words of your father, hear his promise of love. I will make you a blessing. So count the stars if you can. You will be a great nation. I will give you this land. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you away. Once I gather you under my wings, I will bring you all back home again. Though you've wandered like strangers to the ends of the earth, I will send you a savior. I will finish my work. You have no other shepherd. You have no other Lord. Green pastures are waiting in Zion once more. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you away. Once I gather you under my wings, I will bring you all back home. So we pray for the peace. We look to the east, for the sun rises sudden and fierce. Every prophet and priest and king in the city will look on the one they pierced. We will mourn for the one we have pierced. But don't fear, oh my daughters, sons of Abraham. I will wash you with water. I will offer the lamb. Though your sins were like scarlet, they'll be whiter than snow. I have always been with you. I will never let go. No. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take.
That was Aaron Schust from Joshua Aaron's album, Live at the Tower of David. And next up, here is my wonderful interview with Rabbi Jim Appel. Enjoy, darling, enjoy. Rabbi Jim Appel, welcome back to Bagels and Blessings.
It is a pleasure to be back. It's been a long time, it seems like.
It has. And I want to tell the listeners that if they're interested in the whole story of how you came to know the Lord, growing up with parents that were communists and all the experiences that led up to your becoming a believer, they can listen to some earlier recordings, and they can find them on my podcast page, bagelsandblessings.blogspot.com. But for now, we're going to talk about a few things. For one thing, we have an event coming up on Sunday, May 28th at 3 o'clock, right here at Shemayas Royale, and we are at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and we're having a grand opening, plus talking about the holiday of Shavuot, which we will get into that in a moment. But there were so many miracles that happened getting this building, and we know that God is still in the miracle business. So could you share what happened? How did we get this building?
Yes, I guess I have to go back to about 2012 or so, so maybe 10 years back, and conversations that I had with a couple in our congregation that owns, at the time they owned, they still own a deli. And the deli is Eastern European, and it caters to the Jewish people from Eastern Europe who have immigrated here. And this couple would talk to people about the Lord. They'd bring things up about the Lord, and they'd give them tracts. They'd try to witness to them. And whenever they did, the people that they were talking to always asked them, so what synagogue do you go to? And the couple would always answer Shema Israel, and the people who they were talking to would always say, I never heard of that. I never heard of that. I never heard of that. Where is it? What is it? So we began to pray that the Lord would raise our visibility in the Jewish community, because we know that in any kind of marketing, that's the first thing, is getting visibility. And it was very... we've been in existence for, 30 years by then?
Something like that.
And it was very disturbing to know that the people who were trying to reach didn't even know we existed. So we prayed. And a year later, maybe a year and a half later, I was invited to come to the Edgewood Free Methodist Church by the pastor. He invited me to come over. He wanted to talk to me. And I thought he'd ask me to come and talk about a Jewish holiday or do a class about the Jewish holidays, which other pastors have done. But instead, he said to me, we, Edgewood Church, are planning to move to a bigger facility, and we want this building to be used for the gospel, and because we've invested a lot in this building. And we don't want it to go to the Mormons or the Hindus or the Muslims. We want it to go to serving the Lord, Messiah. And we also know that this is a Jewish community. So we decided to ask you if your congregation would be interested in buying this building. So my response was immediate. And it was, of course.
And that pastor was from a Jewish background too, right?
His mother is actually Jewish, yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, can I say his name on the air?
Sure.
It's Pastor Doug Langford, who is still with Edgewood Free Methodist Church. And so my response was immediate, because this building is about 2 minutes from the Jewish Community Center, on the only road that leads to the Jewish Community Center. So everybody passing by this building on their way to the Jewish Community Center, which is the center of life of the whole Jewish community of Rochester, would pass by us twice, coming and going. So if we put up a sign here, we would have millions of dollars in publicity value. So I saw this as an answer to our prayer. How do we make our name known to the people in the community? So then the question was, how in the world could our congregation ever afford to buy a place like this? And so we then experienced over the next few years, until like the next 5-6 years, financial miracles over and over and over again. We had the first one was amazing. Pastor Doug called me up one night and told me that an anonymous person had offered to give $500,000. That's $500,000.
$500,000. Oh my!
For us to buy the building, we would not get the money. But when we closed on the building, that money would be there.
Wow!
Just amazing, absolutely amazing. Another financial miracle was a person in the congregation, whom I have to keep anonymous, handed a check for $100,000 into my hand. And shocked me. We had another donation of from someone in the congregation of $50,000. We hooked up with Jewish Voice Ministries, and they gave us $25,000. There were all of these incredible, unexpected, way beyond my imagination donations. So we had this amazing financial windfall upon us. We went into a fundraising effort, and we had a couple of miracles there. First one was that we didn't know anything about how to raise funds from within the congregation. I was talking about this with Pastor Doug, and it turned out that Edgewood Church was going to hire a consultant to help them do fundraisings for their move. They were going to sell this place, and they're moving. They actually were moving to buying the Pittsford YMCA, and the Pittsford YMCA was building a new Y. So all of that had to go on, and they hired this consultant to come and teach them how to raise the money. And so I thought that was great. And when this consultant came for the first time, Pastor Doug asked me to come over and meet him. So I met him, and he started asking me about what we were all about as a Messianic congregation. Turns out he had friends who were in a Messianic congregation in Denver where he lived, and he was very supportive of Messianic congregations, and so he offered to coach us, teach us what he was going to teach Edgewood for nothing. Edgewood was paying for him to come, so he just said, you just come and hang out with them, and I'll teach both of you.
Amazing.
So I never found out from Pastor Duck how much they paid him, but I'm just guessing in the $30,000 range for what he did. So he enabled us to raise, I don't remember the exact numbers, it was around $300,000from within the congregation, which is just amazing.
And were there more miracles?
They went on and on.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah. We got how did we hear about it? I don't even know how we heard about it. We heard that the local Jewish school was looking for a new place, and that they had heard that we were trying to buy Edgewood Free Methodist Church, and they decided to put an offer on it. I think for two reasons. Maybe they liked it and they wanted to have use it, but also they probably wanted to stop us from buying it.
Yeah.
So they gave an offer that was, our offer was $2 million. They gave an offer of $2,200,000, and the most amazing thing is we had three contingencies on our offer. We had to sell our old building, which we had no, we really didn't have any experience selling. We had tried to sell it before, it didn't sell. We had to sell our old building, we had to get a mortgage for this new building, and we had to raise enough money to make up the difference between, you know, what we get from the sale and what the price was and the mortgage. And we didn't know we could do any three of those things. So we had three serious contingencies out there, and the board of Edgewood turned down the cash $200,000 higher offer, no contingencies.
Amazing.
Because they felt the Lord was saying we should have this building. So let me see, one other amazing miracle. We have a membership class here, and around the time that we were going to start the fundraising, there was a couple who were in the membership class that were just finishing up, and at the end of the class I meet with people, and I usually talk with them about what experience they have and what giftings they have and how they can serve in the congregation. So I had my meeting with them, and I asked the gentleman, you know, like what he had done. He says, well, I was the CEO of the Buffalo YMCA, and I did a lot of fundraising. And once again, I just kind of shook my head. You did what? Fundraising. And I said, well, we're looking for somebody to be our director for our fundraising campaign. Would you consider that? And he did, and he did a great job. And his wife, she, in this fundraising campaign, organized the banquets that went on. So she organized two banquets for us, or three, or something like that. So it just kept happening. These things just kept happening. Once we got in, we had a lot of things that we had to fix and renovate. And again, we had a $100,000, again, anonymous donation that enabled us to pursue half a dozen major projects, like fixing a roof, carpeting, replacing floors, just amazing miracles in, you know, in getting into this place. And we're still seeing it. I think even with all of that, the biggest miracle, by far the biggest miracle, is that since we've been here, we have been growing at a rate we've never seen before.
And so many children.
And members of the young families and children and a lot of Jewish people have been coming. And so it's been, that's been really the biggest miracle that we have seen that going on. In addition to, you know, moving in here, our expenses went way up because our mortgage, what happened to our, it went up like about a factor of five. And so having to pay that mortgage, all the repairs and renovations we've had to do, the Lord has provided for all those. But that's, all those are small compared to the people who are coming in. And we've been finding that many of them don't really have a grasp on the gospel. They haven't got it. So it's like they're really not saved. They're coming to us, where they're not having to go out. They're coming to the door.
Praise the Lord.
With their children very often. And they're coming because friends invite them, or because they see the sign, or because they see us on social media, and they're curious about.
Or they hear about it on the radio.
Or they hear about it on Bagels and Blessings. Yes, absolutely. Right.
Well, a few weeks ago, I had the pleasure of talking with our new assistant rabbi and all the miracles that occurred in him coming here and getting back in touch with his Jewish roots and becoming your assistant rabbi. So you would say that God is still in the miracle business, wouldn't you?
Well, that's a whole other set of amazing miracles, beginning, again, with prayer, because I'm about to turn 77, and people have been saying to me for years, you know, you really need to have a plan for what's going to happen in the future. You don't know how long you're going to go on, and I don't know. I've been blessed by the Lord with amazingly good health, so it's not like I'm feeling like I should stop, but there's got to be, you know, something in the works.
Got to have a plan B.
Yeah, and so we prayed, you know, that God would do something along those lines, and the story of that is another amazing miracle. We invited a ministry called Be in Health, which is a healing deliverance ministry, to have a conference here. I think it's now going up on a year and a half ago. And the gentleman who came to lead the conference, I'd heard him speak before and just thought he was great speaker. And I also, without doing a lot of detective work, found out that he's Jewish because his last name is Levitt. And that's a very common Jewish last name. And so I had my daughter, in fact, I said, boy, it would be really neat if he were to come on with us, you know, and catch the vision for Messianic Judaism. So when he came, I just kind of threw that out at him. You know, actually, I should back up just 5 minutes, because when he came, we were talking, and he said to me, I need to tell you that I've left Be in Health. And so I didn't know that. I didn't know that he had actually resigned from Be in Health. And so, without even thinking about it, my response to that was, have you ever considered becoming a Messianic rabbi?
And the rest is history, and if people want to hear more about that, you have to listen to the David Levitt interview from a few weeks ago. That's amazing. Well, in the time that we have left, so We are finally having our grand opening.
Yes.
And we're celebrating Shavuot. Now, yes. Explain to our listeners what Shavuot is all about.
Well, first of all, I'll talk about the grand opening.
Okay.
It's 2.5 years since we've been in here.
So it's about time.
Yeah, but the COVID made it so that we could not have a grand opening. It wasn't right to do it. So finally, we have scheduled the grand opening for May 28th, Sunday afternoon.
Yay!
And so
Three o'clock.
Shavuot is the word in Hebrew for weeks, plural. And so it is called the Feast of Weeks in many Bibles. And it's called the Feast of Weeks because we're instructed in Leviticus chapter 23 to count 7 weeks from the day of first fruits, which is during the week of Passover or the week of unleavened bread, to count 7 weeks to the Sunday, 7 weeks later, and there to make a first fruits offering of the wheat harvest. And it is one of the three appointed times when all the men of Israel had to go to Jerusalem to celebrate this Moad, our appointed time. So it's a harvest festival, but it also has two amazing connections to Scripture. The first is very well known by Christians, and that it is the day of Pentecost. And the word Pentecost in Greek means 50, which is, 7 weeks plus 1 day, so it's 50 days. So it is the day that the Lord poured out the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, on all the followers of Yeshua. And it's very much a significant day. So we're having it on that day. But the other scriptural connection is that if you go into Exodus chapter 19 and note the times that are explained there as it chronicles the going from the Red Sea parting to Mount Sinai, it's pretty obvious that the Israelites got to Mount Sinai and received the Ten Commandments on Shavuot. And that would be, of course, very significant because all the other big events, spiritual events, happen on one of the appointed times. The Yeshua's crucifixion on Passover, his resurrection on the Feast of First Fruits, and now the giving of the Holy Spirit on Shavuot, but also the giving of the Bible, because the giving of the Ten Commandments, that was really the beginning of the Bible. So the beginning of the Bible happening on Shavuot. So it celebrates the beginning of the Bible and the giving of the Holy Spirit, which right there's a whole sermon. I've done several sermons on that. The combination.
Is that why you know what you're talking about so well? But I'm sitting here with this man. He has no notes. It almost seems as if you've written a book about it.
Yes. And
funny I should say that.
Another thing that could happen that we need to pray for is that I've written a book on Shavuot and that it will be available by Shavuot. It's touch and go right now.
Well, I know from personal correspondence with the publisher that she's working on it day and night.
She is.
Because she has my book to do next, but my book is being pushed aside because we have to get this one out in time.
By Shavuot, right.
So
right.
She's working on it day and night.
Right.
Now, you've written some other books as well.
Yeah, I guess Shavuot is the next to the last book on the appointed times. So I've got out there a book on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, on Passover, on first fruits, those four, and now Shavuot will be 5, and then hopefully Sukkot. Sukkot's been written, it just hasn't been published yet either. I did my proofreading on it already, so it's just, hopefully it'll come out by the next Sukkot, which is in the fall, Feast of Tabernacles.
An author, a speaker, and a rabbi. This is wonderful. So people can purchase your books on Amazon and elsewhere?
On Amazon or at Olive Press Publisher or at our Fig Tree bookstore. If you go to our website, there's a link to the bookstore and you can buy it there. Any one of those three places. Right. And if you buy one on Amazon, please, if you like the book, review it. That's how books sell these days, is when they get a lot of You know, they got a lot of positive reviews. Mm-hmm. If you don't like it, you don't have to review it. But if you like it, review it.
How could they not? What's not to love? So we've talked a little bit about the miracles of this building and about the joyful celebration of Shavuot when it's about. Let's talk a little bit more about miracles on a more personal level. You've experienced miracles in your life, in your marriage, mm-hmm. with your wife. Can you share a little bit, in the time we have left, can you share a little bit about some miracles that you've experienced?
Well, I think I could start by saying that, to quote Bob Dylan, I would be in the pine box now if I hadn't found the Lord, because I did a lot of stupid things. B-Y, before Yeshua, a lot of stupid things. So there were lots of miracles of saving my life from things like falling down mountains or...
What?
Being bit by rattlesnakes or getting into car accidents or motorcycle accidents.
I don't know any of these.
Well, they were BY, right? So there were all those miracles. And then, of course, you know the story of how I was stung by a bee.
BY, no.
Yeah. And as I was kind of sitting on the fence about whether I should give my heart to the Lord or not, and that the Lord kept me from having a reaction to that, which I had always had before. So that was a miracle. And then I accepted the Lord because of that miracle, because he had kept me from that. But then later on, quite a few years down the road, my wife Diane became very sick with vertigo. And it's hard for me to even say how bad she was. That she was shut in for 15 years.
That's a long time.
And it started just about the time that I started as a rabbi, 1996. And for the first 15 years that I was the rabbi here, she never heard me speak. She never came to a service. She was at home, not able to do anything. I would do the cooking.
You did it all.
The shopping and the cleaning and the laundry. I had to do everything. I can't even understand how I survived that. You know, because now she's not like that at all. Life is still not easy. But how did I do all that? I have no idea. But in around 2012 or so. So that's like, you know, 15 years from when I started, the person who's coming as our guest worship leader on Shavuot, Sue Samuel, told me that she had MS and asked for prayer. And so I was with a group of people, we prayed for her. And then the next time I saw her, which was about 6 months later, I asked her how she was. And she says she'd been healed. And I never heard of anybody healed of MS. So I asked her, well, how did it happen? And she said she went to this ministry in Georgia called Be In Health, spent a week there, and she came home, and slowly she was healed of MS. So I was amazed at that and began to investigate what this ministry was all about. The head of the ministry, Dr. Henry Wright, spoke in Toronto, I think the next year, and I went up there to hear him and got to meet him. And then we invited him to come to do a conference at our old building, and he came and had a very successful conference there. And at the end of the conference, we arranged for him to have some time with Diane. And she described, you know, all that she'd gone through, and he gave her a word of direction that was very important for the way she was thinking of it. I won't say what that was, but it was very important. And then he said, you need to come down to Georgia, where our ministry is, and take our week-long class, and you need to come and stay, take that class over and over again, like three times. So that was a big deal. We managed to take the class online the first time in like July of that year. And then we went to Georgia in August and both of us took it in person in Georgia. And I think it was the next year that she went back again. And then she took it 2 weeks in a row, and I was there with her, and nothing much happened. And then finally, that was like in September, in the following April, it started to break. And she started to come out of the vertigo thing.
To look at her now, you'd never know it.
It's amazing, yeah. And I remember, you know, one of the things I was doing, I said I was in all the cooking, and I mean, I can cook, but it's very simple stuff. It's like, you know, meat and potatoes and vegetables. That was it. And so usually we'd get some, I'd want to go out to eat sometimes. And Diane could not go because she couldn't get out of the house. So I would get takeout food. And I got to where I hated takeout food. It was like, I got to pay all this money and I don't even get served. But and I got to clean up.
Where's the fun in that?
So finally, after all of these taking that course and months of passing and her reading Pastor Henry's books and listening to his CDs, she actually went out to a restaurant with me. That was the breakthrough.
Without explaining all the things that go into being health ministry, I will say that I think one of the things that happened was she was able to renew her mind with the Word of God and learn to cast out spirits that didn't belong there. And
yes.
I had heard the term renew your mind. I never knew what it really meant. But mm-hmm. you can change your brain chemistry, which
yes.
then changes your physiology.
Yes.
And I really am so glad that Shemaiah Israel has taught us that through Dr. Henry Wright and either Dr. Caroline Leaf.
Yes.
And
I was just rereading her books.
Oh, my goodness. And, yes, yes.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, the idea that if you have habits of thought that are ungodly, that can lead to many problems, including physical problems. It certainly can lead to relational problems and financial problems, all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But it can lead to physical things. We call them the spiritual roots of disease.
Amen.
And the amazing thing that Dr. Carolyn Leaf teaches is that even if you have ungodly thought patterns in your mind, the mind can change, the brain can work around them, can change.
That was a whole new concept, that you can actually change your brain chemistry by changing your thoughts.
Yes.
So it's all with the Word of God. Amazing.
Right.
Well, in the time that we have left, is there anything that you would like prayer for, specifically for you, for Shema, for your family, anything?
I would like prayer for the transition. I'm reading a book right now about transition. And our transition, we have no dates, we have no idea right now, but the book recommends that you do seek the Lord and begin to put a plan in place and all that. So also this book that Rabbi David and I are reading speaks of how it's so important to do transition right for the health of a congregation, to go ahead. So for me, looking like 5 years after I stop, is the congregation still flourishing? That's kind of the vision that I would like to see. Not just, well, you know, in the first few months everything was okay and then everything fell apart, but that it would continue.
Continuity.
On. Yeah, yeah. And we've had some rough transitions here, as you are aware, because we had some really amazing first two rabbis. And whenever anybody that's like that, like Jonathan Burns or David Levine, leaves, it's going to leave a big hole.
But then we got another amazing rabbi.
Well, they were big shoes to fill.
And you did.
Well, I did, but we had a lot of people leave, and we had a lot of turmoil during those times. And even from Jonathan to David, we had a lot of turmoil and things like that, too. It's natural. But the thing that I would like prayer for is that we do, that the Lord guides us to do a really good job in this one.
In his timing, too.
I don't know when the timing is.
That's
the thing.
Well, we know that God has perfect timing. And I personally just want to thank you for your leadership and your guidance and your love and your humor and all of it, you know, for all these years that I've known you. And for the great job that you do leading your
Thank
flock.
You.
And I pray for good health and strength and wisdom. And I pray for the transition, that it will happen in God's time, and then everything is operating according to His purpose and His plan. And I thank you for your good health and for Diane's good health in the name of Yeshua. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And as we close it out, would you like to invite people to our services and then again to our Shavuot thing?
Sure. So all are welcome to come to our services. We are not all Jewish people. We have many non-Jewish people who worship with us. They're 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, usually you get done around noon. So you are welcome to come and join us at those. Check out our website. You can see a little bit about our sanctuary, and you could also watch some of our teaching videos on YouTube. We have a channel on YouTube that you can find by looking at the congregation's name. So just if you want to get a feel for what we're like before you show up.
10 o'clock, 250 Edward
Avenue. 10 o'clock. And then for this grand opening, it will be Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. And we're at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
May 28th.
And May 28th, right.
Wonderful. Well, thank you again. I know this is not going to be the last time. So thank you for being my guest on Bagels and Blessings.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
What a joy to interview Rabbi Jim Appel again. Truly a fun time being with him. And we sat face to face right in our beautiful new building. And I certainly hope you will come and visit us every Saturday morning. We meet for Shabbat services at 10 a.m. And of course, May 28th is our big grand opening and Shavuot or Pentecost service at 3 o'clock. Again, we are at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton. And as you hear this blessing right now, I hope that you really receive God's peace over your life and over your family. And I personally want to thank each one of you for listening to Bagels and Blessings. And I pray that the Lord meets all of your needs and fills you with his joy, peace, and good health. And now here's Phil Klein with the Aaronic Benediction.
Vayismorecha Yair Adonai panav alecha vikunecha Yisa Adonai panav alecha V'yasem lecha shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying shalom alechem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.